Kyoko won't say a word to me.
So, let's assume you're a frequent of YouTube. You get on YouTube every day and check your subscriptions and watch some videos. But lately, you begin to notice this YouTube live thing that pops up every time you get on. And in this little area, there's always the same 24/7 lo-fi hip-hop radio beats to study and relax to. So one day, you decide to click on it and see just what it is. Immediately, you're greeted with this. You sit there for a second, in awe, your expectations completely shattered, and you think to yourself for just one second, just what the heck even is lo-fi hip-hop? Welcome to Sound Surfing, a podcast where we explore the vast oceans of music, interview odd and obscure music genres. I'm your captain, Ben Goslin, and this episode, we'll be reviewing lo-fi hip-hop. Without further ado, let's set sail. This is the sound of lo-fi. That's right, this. But what exactly is this? These are recording imperfections, and oh baby, are they amazing. Lo-fi stands for low fidelity, or in easier terms, an audio recording with imperfection. Everybody considers the Beatles to be a rock band, but they're also technically lo-fi. That's because compared to today's audio recordings, theirs was of lower quality, and because of that, they're lo-fi. This isn't about the Beatles, though. It's about lo-fi hip-hop. The music you hear right now is by an artist by the name of Nujabes, one of the people indirectly responsible for the creation of this genre. Nujabes and J Dilla were the gateway to this genre. Their music inspired people to try alternative hip-hop, and that's where it really started. Eventually, Vaporwave popped up out of nowhere and started influencing the genre, and lo-fi hip-hop picked up its vibe. Just like Vaporwave, lo-fi hip-hop is a highly sample-based genre. It takes samples, be it old-sounding instruments or clips from old songs, and just kind of drops them into their songs, kind of like this.
What this is saying, then, is that just as you don't know how you manage to be conscious, how you manage to grow and shape this body of yours, that doesn't mean to say that you're not doing it. Equally, you don't know how the universe shines the stars, constellates the constellation, and galactifies the galaxies. You don't know. But that doesn't mean to say that you aren't doing it in just the same way as you're breathing without knowing how you breathe.
I think the genre speaks for itself. It's a lot like Vaporwave. The music is super chill. Just like Vaporwave, it throws us back to the past, but it doesn't have the same feel that Vaporwave does. It has a much more serious and chill nature compared to Vaporwave's satirical nature. On top of that though, it's pretty easy to make. So I thought I might try that too. The genre is so sample-based that I can literally make an original song completely with samples. Now, I say we make some music. The first thing every song needs is a beat. Without a beat, it just won't sound right. Lo-fi hip-hop uses older synths for beats, so I went around and found a nice little beat. So I'm just gonna drop it in right here and let it loop. Now Now, another large component of this music is piano. So what I've done is I've gone and got this piano sample from Smurks on YouTube. I'm going to do the same thing I did with the beat and just drop it right in. I'm also going to add some rain to the background, because it gives the song some white noise and increases the lo-fi aspect of it. We're just about done now. All we need is a stimulating conversation or a monologue to give it that extra lo-fi hip-hoppy feel. I've gone and taken an audio clip from an anime called Cowboy Bebop. I'll place it towards the end of the song, and we'll be done. In a nutshell, that's lo-fi hip-hop. Well, looks like we've hit the end of the episode. I like to give credit to the artist I featured in the episode before the end, though. The first song you heard was We Used to Talk Every Night by Elijah Hu, followed by All You Need Is Love by The Beatles. After that was Nujabes' track Aru Ari and Dance, then Get Some Rest, Sleep Well by Quickly Quickly, and finally Cold Seas by Ginseng. I'd also like to give credit to Smurks on YouTube for the piano sample. With all that said and done, I'd also like to thank you, the listener, for tuning into this episode of Sound Surfing. I'm your captain, Ben Goslin, signing out.